Week's Parsha has a whole lot going on. We obviously in Parshas Amar speak about the Mo'adim, the various Yamim Tovim, but there is a Pasuk in this week's Parsha that is of extreme importance in many areas of life. And that is the Pasuk, V'lo sechalalu Hashem kodshi, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. And make sure that you make a kiddush of Hashem in the midst of the Jewish people. And from here we learn the mitzvah of a person having to be willing to give up their life al kiddush Hashem. It's a mitzvah that we've been blessed in our generation most of the time not to have to worry about, not to have to deal with, but there were so many generations of Jews where this was a central focus in the lives that they lived. So I just want to give honor to them, tribute to them, and just speak today about that important mitzvah and about how beautifully it was done by so many incredible Jews throughout the millennia. So we begin with the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah tells us, Asara doros me Adam v'ad Noach. There were 10 generations from Adam Arishon until Noach. Asara doros mi Noach v'ad Avram. Then there were 10 generations of people who lived from Noach until Avram Avinu. Asara nisyonos nisnase Avram Avinu alav ha-shalom v'amad b'kulam. And there were 10 tests, there were 10 challenges that faced Avram Avinu, and he successfully came out on top from all of them. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the great student of the Vilna Gaon, has a commentary on Pirkei Avos where he writes that he doesn't understand. If you look carefully, it says there were 10 generations from Noach to Avram, and then there were 10 challenges that faced Avram Avinu. How come in the same sentence, one time it calls him Avraham, and one time it calls him Avraham Avinu? Why doesn't the Mishnah use one uniform way of referring to Avram and say either Avram both times or Avram Avinu both times? Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, a very important insight. He says, you look throughout the generations, Kemo Shanira B'chush, Rabin Me'ame Ha'aretz Me'ayuhudim Moser Me'asatzim Al-Kiddush Hashem. You look throughout all our history, all our millennia, will find that there were so many Jews who gave their lives up Al-Kiddush Hashem, not Jews who were so devout, not Jews who were so religious, not Jews who understood God so well, and yet they gave up their lives Al-Kiddush Hashem. And he says, you have to wonder, where do they get such an idea from? Where do they get such strength from, such fortitude to give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem? You don't believe in so many other of the mitzvot HaTorah. Why is it that you're willing to give up your life when there's so much else that you're not willing to die for? Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the reason why is because it's mutva banu me'Avram Avinu. It's something that was ingrained in us from our father Avram Avinu. Just like a parent gives over to their child certain genetics, certain things that are inherent to the parent are given over automatically to the child, so too says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that's what the Mishnah means. Asara nisyonos nisnase Avram Avinu. Avram didn't just live life and have those 10 challenges and surpass them. Avram Avinu, as our father, as Avram Avinu, gave those challenges and the strength that he had to withstand them, he gave all of that strength over to his children. And therefore, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, this is why we find that throughout the generations, we've had the opportunity to do that as well. We've had the ability to find that strength inside of ourselves, even though we might be lacking in so many other areas of life, of religious observance. When it comes to a person being asked to unfortunately give their life al Kiddush Hashem, somehow we have seen that people have that strength, they have that ability to do so, as difficult as it might be. And says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, do you ever wonder why sometimes people just get an idea in their heads, we're going to give up everything we have. We have a prosperous job here in America, and we have a beautiful home, and we have so much going right for us. We're going to give it all up and go to Eretz Yisrael. Why are you sacrificing all of that to go to Eretz Yisrael? Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, it's also from our father Avram Avinu. Lech lecha me'artzecha. Avram Avinu gave up everything he had, and he was willing to drop it all, to leave it all behind, and to move to Eretz Yisrael. It sounds crazy, but Avram Avinu was willing to do that. He had the strength to do that, and therefore, as our father, as Avram Avinu, he ingrained that in all of his children and all of his future descendants as well, the ability to withstand that nisayon and all the nisyonos of Avram Avinu. When we speak about this incredibly difficult mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, as we said, it comes from our parsha, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. There's a very surprising comment made by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his commentary on Chumash Emes LeYaakov. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, commenting on the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam when he describes this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so the Rambam writes in Perek Hey, Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah Halacha Aleph, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol Hazeh. All Jewish people are obligated in this mitzvah of being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, why does the Rambam write Kol Beis Yisrael, all the Jewish people? What do you mean, all the Jewish people? The Rambam, every time he introduces a mitzvah, doesn't say Kol Beis Yisrael. Every Jew is obligated to do Shabbos and to do different mitzvahs that we find that everyone's obligated to do. So what does he mean, Kol Beis Yisrael? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Hatam Nirali. What I believe it means is that even children are obligated in the mitzvah of being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, of giving up their lives al Kiddush Hashem. What do you mean? Children are not obligated to perform other mitzvahs at Torah. How come when it comes to this mitzvah of making her Kiddush Hashem, of Inigdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, of giving up one's life al Kiddush Hashem, suddenly we say that a child is obligated to do that as well? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, because if you look in the pasuk, it doesn't say Takdishu Hashemi. It doesn't say go ahead and do an act of being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. If it was an act that someone has to do, a child is not obligated to do that act. Just like a child is not obligated to wear tefillin, and a child is not obligated to shake the lulav, a child is a minor. They're not obligated to perform the mitzvahs. They wouldn't be obligated to actively perform the mitzvah either of Inigdashti B'soch B'nai Yisrael. However, says Rabbi Yaakov, since over here the pasuk says, V'nikdashti, he says it's Milashon Nifal, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is, how do you translate that? Right, I will be sanctified, but how do you say nifal in English?
Passive.
That the Ribbono Shel Olam will passively be mikudash. When something happens to me, he will get honor from what happened to me. Therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, my obligation here is not that I have to actively be mikadesh, but rather that I should allow myself to be the one who is niskadesh. And therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that applies equally to men, to women, to children as well. Even though a child might not be obligated to other things over here, this mitzvah might be one of those exceptions to the rule. And unfortunately, we've seen that that has been something that the Jewish people have stuck to as well. We've found young children who are willing to give up their lives. In fact, in the days of the Rishonim, I made the discussion in the Bali Atosis on Chumash and Parshas Noach, where they talk about the days of the Rishonim where there were crusades and they were trying to get many of the Jewish children to convert to Christianity or to other religions. So it says that many of the Bali Atosis felt that it was proper that parents should actually kill their children, al Kiddush Hashem. They shouldn't allow the kids to have to go and suffer through this terrible decree of the non-Jews, of the Christians. And the question, the debate came up, what right do you have to give up your child's life? He's a minor, she's a minor. Maybe you want to give up your own life. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But what obligation does a child have? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's what the Rama means. Kol Beis Yisrael, every Jew is obligated, not just the adult, but the child as well, because it's Milashon Nifal, V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. One of the most famous personalities from all the generations who gave up his life al Kiddush Hashem was the Ger Tzedek, Avram ben Avram, who lived in the times of the Vilna Gaon. He lived in the same community as the Vilna Gaon, and he came from a very famous, prestigious family, and yet they found out that he was Megayer, and they wanted to kill him for that, and there was negotiations whether or not they should. And Rabbeinu Avram ben Avram said, I'm giving myself up, don't negotiate, I'm happy to give my life up, al Kiddush Hashem. It was an incredible story at the time. And on his way to be publicly murdered in front of the entire community, Rabbeinu Avram ben Avram, this Ger Tzedek, asked if he can have a moment with the Vilna Gaon. He wanted to stop by the home of the Vilna Gaon and just speak to him before he gave up his life. So he went to the Vilna Gaon's home, and he walks inside, and he has a discussion with him, and he says to the Vilna Gaon, I'm on my way to be killed, al Kiddush Hashem. The whole community is watching. What would you tell me to do? Said the Vilna Gaon, Lof lebeis hamoked, go right away, run quickly as fast as you can, because he said you have a mitzvah, that you have the opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Don't waste time. Now that God gave you this incredible opportunity, the one thing I can tell you is, be Mekabalat B'simcha, and go right away as fast as you can. And it's told over, it's documented, it's recorded that on his way to be killed, al Kiddush Hashem, it was such a moving story, but they said that on his way to do so, he sang a song, because the Vilna Gaon told him he should go with ecstasy, he should go with joy, he should be excited about the fact that God gave him the opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim in such a profound way. So it's told that on his way, he sang a song that had the words that we say in the beginning of our davening every day, Aval anachnu amcha b'nei b'yisecha b'nei Avraham ahavcha. And in fact, Rabbi Baruch Ber taught his Talmidim this song, and he said it was a song that was as beautiful as can be, and that's the song that was sang as he was being killed, al Kiddush Hashem. It's hard for us to imagine such a thing, but this is what the greats of so many generations of Jews taught us, that they had the ability to do that, and it's something, as we mentioned, stems all the way back from our father, from Avraham Avinu. The Pesachei Tshuva in Yerideh even has a discussion. As somebody is being taken to be killed al Kiddush Hashem, and they know that that is the end. So he quotes from the Shalach Kaddush, V'nira be'enai, Mishabali yado Kiddush Hashem, someone who unfortunately has that experience of being killed al Kiddush Hashem, and he sees what's about to happen, U'mekayim mitzvah saseh devinikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, and he or she is about to perform this mitzvah from our parsha of v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, as kodem sheyahargu, before they take the person's life, yivarech b'simcha, the person should recite a bracha, the same way we recite a bracha before we light Hanukkah candles, and before we lay in the Megillah, and before we blow shofar, and before we do all the mitzvahs that we do, says the Shalach Kaddish, as quoted l'halacha in the Pischei Tshuva, one should recite a bracha b'simcha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam asher kedishanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu l'kadesh shemo barabim. You have the opportunity to perform this mitzvah, make sure you recite a bracha. And then the Pischei Tshuva writes that there were other achronim who said the same thing. Someone recently bought me a sefer by Rabbi Scheinerman in Flatbush. He's a rav in a shul in Flatbush. He has svarim on Chumash. So somebody recently bought me a sefer, and in there he quotes two incredible letters from the Aderes. The Aderes was the famous father-in-law of Rav Kook, but he was a famous personality before he had anything to do with Rav Kook. Rav Kook was his son-in-law, and later on became the great Rav Kook, but the Aderes was first the Av Beis Din in Panovich, and then he moved to Yerushalayim later on in his life to become the assistant chief rabbi in Yerushalayim under Rav Shmuel Salant. So the Aderes writes in a letter the following, and it's two letters in a row, where he addresses the following point. He says, here the Pischei Tshuva says that somebody who's being taken to be killed al Kiddush Hashem should make a bracha b'simcha, and they should have in mind that they're being mekai in the mitzvah of v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Ask the Aderes, there were those who said, we know in halacha that there are many mitzvahs that we do that we don't recite a bracha on, because some say it's a mitzvah shel peranios. For example, when we have a procedure where we give a get between a husband and a wife, when we go through the proceedings, we don't recite a bracha. Even though the Torah says there's a mitzvah when a husband wants to divorce his wife, when a wife asks for a divorce, this is what you should do, and we're following the process and we're doing what we're supposed to do, a bracha should have been recited, but we don't. Why? Because that's a mitzvah shel peranios. It's a terrible thing. The couple is getting divorced. The couple is no longer going to be married. The Gemara says, afilu mizbeach merud alav demos. It's a terrible tragedy that the family is being ripped apart. So whenever we have a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah shel peranios, we don't recite a bracha. So there were many who asked, why should we recite a bracha on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? Is that not the greatest example of a mitzvah shel peranios? Wrote the Aderes as follows, and I'll quote his exact lashon. Ta b'dimyono. This person who raised this question makes a mistake in his understanding. Likros the kedushas Hashem peranios chas v'shalom. Why should you call this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem a mitzvah shel peranios? Chas v'shalom lomar kein, he writes. How can we dare say such a thing? Hatzadikim achasidim shemasru nafshem al kedusha shmo yizbarach lo hayo lehem oneg ba'olamam yoser me'asher me'rige misasam. There was no greater joy that these tzadikim had in their lives than at that moment when they had the opportunity to give up their lives. And therefore, says the Aderes, how can you say we shouldn't recite a bracha because it's a mitzvah shel peranios? That's not peranios. That's the greatest ecstasy a person can have. He says, I'm not only talking about people like Rabbi Kiva or the great Bali Atosis who gave up their lives. He says, even those personalities who were so simple, who didn't really understand much about God and His Torah and His mitzvahs, but they gave their lives up as well. He says, they were as happy as can be because they realized, I am doing the ultimate for God. I am in a level where no one else can be. And he says, we cannot call such a thing a mitzvah shel peranios. Ve'eich lo yivarech al mitzvah chashuva she'en kamosa. How can we not recite a bracha on a mitzvah like this, which has no parallel, which has no other mitzvah which compares to it? And he writes in yet a second letter, he says, that the mitzvah hachamura v'achaviva v'yikara shebechol ha-torah she'en domela, the mitzvah which is the most beloved, which is the most cherished, which there is no other like it, is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem u'mitzvahs kedushas Hashem. V'chalila lanu lahalos alibeinu likrosa peranios chas v'shalom. How can we brand such a mitzvah as a mitzvah shel peranios? It's told over about, the Beis Yosef actually writes in Hilchos Shabbos, and with this we'll close. The Beis Yosef writes that when we say in our davening, Avraham Yogel Yitzchak Iranin, we say it in Shabbos Mincha, what do we mean? Avraham Yogel Yitzchak Iranin, says the Beis Yosef, quoting the Shibali Haleket, that is a reference to the time of the Akedah. That when Yitzchak was being bound on the Akedah, Yitzchak iranen, Yitzchak was singing. What was he singing about? He was about to lose his life. Says the Beis Yosef, because that is the ultimate experience of a Jew. That at some periods in history, the Jew was asked to give up their lives, v'negdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, and they were willing to do it anyway. Like the Aderis taught us, it's a reason to sing. It's a reason for the person to rejoice. We hope to never have those opportunities, but if an opportunity like that comes across a Jew, we don't call that a mitzvah shel peronius. It's a mitzvah like any other. It's a mitzvah that's more relevant and more chashuv than any other, and therefore he says, yivarech, bracha zu b'simcha rabba, the bracha should be made with tremendous joy, as we find by Yitzchak Avinu himself, Avraham Yagel, Yitzchak Iranin at the time of the Akedas Yitzchak.